Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 1973 podcast, episode 5. It was supposed to be the St. Patrick's Day edition, but we kind of had a lag in time, so we're going to make up for it. So, guys, what's going on? What's new? What we missed? What's going on?
What's going on, boys?
What's happening?
We ready to rock and roll? Ready to get going? Get caught up on
do this.
All right. So we got a new segment. We've been getting emails. I put a comment in the description box down below. You can send us an email if you want us to talk about something or reply to something that you didn't like that we talked about or vice versa. Just have at it. Send it along and we'll see if we can read it off. So the segment is Ed reads emails. So, Ed, take it away. Read the first, the history-making first email. Have at it.
Well, this one comes from Robert from New Bedford. And here, we're going to read it as so. Hey, fellas, love the show. Quick question. Are you ever going to have more people on your panel? Number one. Number two, possibly an attractive female. Number two. I don't know why that wasn't number one, but okay. We'll continue with Robert's email. Maybe even a celebrity to help the show ratings. Well, I don't know too many celebrities. You know, some of us may be legends in our own mind, but we'll go with that. And then last but not least, keep doing what you're doing. It's great.
Well, I'll start off and I'll say it's good that we get at least a little positive. I haven't heard too much negative about it. You know, it's entry level. So, you know, the only way we can go is pretty much up with this. So
we are at the ground floor.
Yeah. So comments on the first part of that where they would want to add it somebody else to the panel. I don't know. Do you think three's company and four's the crowd, or you know, what's your take on that whole thing?
I think we could definitely add somebody as a guest. I mean, we could even add somebody on permanently. I mean, you know, if they went with the flow,
It'd have to be a good fit though, right? You know, you wouldn't want to drag somebody else along. I wouldn't mind every now and then. You know, like if it was like, a 10th episode, 20th, 25th, like a goal scoring. If it's a milestone and you could get somebody else on just for another opinion, just for that one episode, just to, keep it moving, maybe get a chuckle here and there. It wouldn't be that bad. And I mean, screw up the dynamic of it's tough to get three people on at the same time. You know, a fourth one, it's even harder. So, that's my take on that. And second part of that question with female perspective, what do you think on that?
I'm gonna pass.
Tom, what do you think?
We don't have the money to afford any other talent besides us. I mean, male or female.
Yeah, pretty much rubbing nickels together just to get this. We don't even want to pay for the premium Zoom to get it longer than 30 minutes. So
we are the Coyotes of the podcast world.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. We are the Phoenix Coyotes of the Arizona Coyotes of the podcasting world. Definitely. The last part was anything to do with like my take a celebrity is going to cost money. I know there's plenty of people I've seen online that do podcasts and it's all about having some kind of revenue coming in. I don't think that's in the cards. It'd be awesome to get somebody on here just to just to shoot questions at, whether it was NHL alumni or former pro wrestler or something that we'd enjoy talking to, and we could bounce questions off them. That'd be awesome, but I don't think as far as that goes, that financially.
Let me just go back into my bag of salesman tricks. No, not at this time.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Tom, what do you think? Same thing or?
Yeah. We've got to get our feet on the ground and get ourselves set and get the whole ball rolling before we can do that, I think.
But as our whole bodies are on the ground right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, as far as people enjoying the podcast, like I said, I haven't heard any negative whatsoever, and I know that there's a bunch of people that watch it, and you know, nobody said, hey, you guys stink, or, you know, you guys, a lot of people that are from out of town like the accents, they enjoy that. That was one of the comments I got, and that actually was from a female that was watching the podcast. So, you know,
we have female audience members. Come on now.
You know, you
I don't believe it.
You know, at one time people were hot commodities. It, you know, don't let the age fool you. It's still like, you know, the oldest ride in the park with the longest line. So, you know, this is how it goes. That's how it goes. It's Space Mountain.
Maybe if it continues, we can get the Magnum TA Dusty Rhodes jackets from TBS Studios.
The fur coats. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you're living large when you got fur coats on in the middle of the summer in Atlanta. So that says something.
A little cold in the studio.
Yeah. As far as the emails, just keep sending them in. We'll see what we can get on, and we'll filter through whatever we can. And if we met you on the air, you know who you are. So.
Robert from New Bedford.
It's a big area.
There's a lot of Roberts in New Bedford too, I'm sure.
It's nationwide.
There you go.
So the next part we're going to ease into is are they or are they not a Hall of Famer? So we're gonna throw this one out there, and just announced, I know this is a little late with this one, but Stacy Keibler going in the WWE Hall of Fame, and I just want to get your quick take on that, especially you, Tom. Go ahead.
That's a hard no for me. She's not, to me. You don't have to be just a wrestler, but you have to bring more to the table than just being eye candy. I mean, not anything against the women going in, but the women that are going in were good on the mic. They get involved when they have to, where they could take some bumps and didn't look awkward. Stacy Keibler was just eye candy to me. I mean, it's just, and couldn't really even call her a manager because she was just there. I mean, she was just there. She didn't really do anything.
Ed?
No. Absolutely. Excuse my motherfucking language. No fucking way.
That's a capital no N and a capital O.
That's correct. Yes. Yes, Alex, I'm going to go with that, the N and the O for 1,000, please. Okay. No. Come on, man. I agree with Tom. Like, look, she wasn't the greatest on the mic. Look, she's a very pretty lady. You know, I mean, she definitely brought some, you know, some eye candy to the, you know, that attitude era of, you know, that time in wrestling. But she's not like China, you know. I mean, she's not like any of the ladies now, you know. I mean, so like I'd have to say no, you know. I mean, I don't remember ever being like, man, we gotta watch this.
Right, you know? Right.
And good talent, that's what they do. You either love them or you hate them. And I never really had that emotion like with her. I mean, you go back to some of the heels back in the day, like you just didn't like them.
Well, it goes under the whole thing with just in culminating a Hall of Famer. Is that the person you're buying a ticket to see, or does she just come with the show? You know, you go and you order whatever you want to order off the menu, and then you get the side items. It's kind of like, it's along those lines. And she was just part of that, you know, era where they were just scooping up all, look at all the, yeah, look at all the Scott Steiner, you know, all the quote unquote freaks that he had. I mean, Medeja and all these other ones, they're not Hall of Famers. They, you know, they didn't sell tickets. You didn't buy a ticket. They came with the show. Right. You didn't go, so that's a no. That's a hard no all across the board. That's a no.
Would you second my motion with the vulgarity with that, sir?
that's a hell MF and no on that one. So,
am I going to get bleeped or no?
No.
By the way, Ed, the censors just called. You just got $20 in the swear jar.
Yeah. Well, we're negative 20 now. We don't have a budget or anything like that. So
great. I'm going to have to dig out some of my old scuba equipment and go couch fishing in my couch for some change to pay it off.
Buy one of those magnets I see on TikTok and go hit the river and see if you can pull up something. So with that, we're gonna move on. We're going to talk about something that Tom really wanted to talk about this week was NFL free agency. So if we could transition over to that, Tom, take it away with your take.
This is my favorite time of the year in football, besides the actual playing. But just seeing all the movement, it just brings you back to when you were a kid, waiting to see where your favorite players were going. And I mean, there's been a lot of movement right now. Like Jimmy G going to the Raiders. I know that's your team, Andy, but that's
yeah. From the years of 1977 to like 94, that was my Raiders.
Well, I think he's going to help him. I mean, they didn't do him any favors letting Waller go, trading Darren Waller, the tight end. But I mean, I think him having McDaniels there as his coach, he's accustomed to him. I think that'll really help him. And then you have like some crazy money. The Texans re-signed Jeremy Tunstall, and they signed him to a 3-year, $75 million contract, and he's a lineman. Now, he is a guard. I think he's a guard. So,
is he better than Tony Mandarich?
Ooh. Let's go old school on that one.
Less steroids. And then the quarterbacks moving, like David Carr went to the Saints. Baker Mayfield signed with Tampa, which I really like that move. I mean, I'm an Oklahoma fan, so I like Mayfield coming out of college. But I think being on that team with the receiving core they have, I think he's going to have a good year with them. And it's not going to take much to win that division. That division's not very good. And got guys like the Pats signing. I want to see what Ed has to say about them signing Juju Smith-Schuster from Kansas City. Yeah. And that's like, he's not the prototypical. It shows you how things are changing in New England, because he's not the prototypical Patriot that they would sign. They, back in the day when he was with Pittsburgh and he was all about TikTok, and the Patriots and their fans were picking on him for he was shooting videos, TikTok videos in the locker room. And that got him in trouble with a lot of teams. And a lot of the fans, it's funny because they've changed their tune now. A lot of the fans in New England at the time were saying he'd never make it in New England. We don't want him. And now they're praising him and the Pats for signing him.
Ed, thoughts?
Well, I'll go with the last question first, you know, because, you know, take a line from Piper, you know, before you change the questions and not get all the answers,
yeah.
You know. Sorry, I mean, it's not the greatest line, but whatever. Anyway, it's a throwaway. Anyway.
Like that shirt.
Right, I think, what's that?
Like that shirt.
Yeah, it is. You know, well, didn't he get his face dented by Rob Ray?
No,
in a fight.
I think that was a career ender. But carry on.
Carrying on. Anyway, I think that, you know, the Patriots signed Schuster. I mean, you know, he's been in two different teams. Now he's on his third team. You know, I mean, the Kansas City had him on, you know, on basically a 1-year deal with, you know, basically really short money. And, you know, some incentives and stuff like that. You know, I just think that, you know, the Patriots are kind of paying for everything that they had in the past. And they really haven't been able to find that next draft class where they picked up like a Gronk, you know, and picked up some other good players and that type of thing. You know, and I think that that's, they've been trying to fill some gaps that just by picking up players. And they've done that in the past too. They did it with Corey Dillon. You know, they did it with Randy Moss and a lot of those other guys. So, I mean, they have taken on, you know, guys that would be considered to be project players from the past. But, you know, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, people grow up and people realize that maybe that's not the best thing to do in an NFL locker room. You know, I really like the Derek Carr of the Saints. I mean, I think that they have some good weapons and that type of thing. I always kind of felt like he was kind of, you know, kind of snake bit it with the Raiders. You know, I mean, I just always felt like he always had a different head coach and a different offensive coordinator. And I think, you know, he may find his fit there. You know, to, and then my biggest one, Tom, I don't know how you feel about Lamar Jackson, but it's hard to believe that he's, you know, that he's basically, you know, he's signed, but it's, you know, it's basically the Ravens have left him unprotected. So that's kind of a, and then to see, Baker Mayfield going to Tampa. I mean, the South of the NFC just looks like it's pretty much kind of like retread Central, you know? So I don't know, you know, it looks like it went from like the worst division in the NFL to at least the most mediocre, you know, that's my thoughts.
What do you think with Aaron Rodgers? I thought he'd be signed with the Jets by now, or traded to the Jets by now. You think it's going to happen? Or do you think Green Bay's asking for too much in return? Or what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think what it's coming down to is I think that the Jets are probably trying to figure out like what he's actually going to do.
Yeah.
You know, is he going to play for two more years? You know, or is he going to be a one and done? And is he going to pull this shenanigans of like, I really don't feel like going to training camp. I'm not going to work with, and the Jets are a really young team. It's kind of one of those things where, you can definitely see.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Boy, season's greetings to
you all. You know, players that actually take the extra time and work with, especially with quarterbacks and receivers, taking that extra time in the offseason to work together. I mean, we started with Brady and Edelman the whole time, you know. I mean, Edelman was, you know, and I don't mean this to be ugly. I mean, he was kind of a marginal player until all of a sudden he started going to California and catching balls with Brady. And all of a sudden he came out of nowhere. And I mean, and that shows that extra work really does help between quarterbacks and wide receivers. So I think that that's kind of like maybe what the Jets, and I also think it's the compensation. You know, I think that the Packers are probably going to want too much, which, you know, by getting these extra draft picks, it actually will help the Packers out going down the line so they can get that first year contracts in there. That really helps a lot of those teams because it's short money. You know, it's not big money like that second contract is. So,
yeah. Yep.
So any more to add with the free agency, or do you want to move on and talk about some NHL playoff picture?
I'm ready for hockey.
All right.
Ed, yeah, I'm ready for hockey too, man.
All right. I don't know if you guys have been kind of following it over the week. Did you see the incident with Jordan Binnington and Marc-Andre Fleury where they wouldn't let him fight?
I cannot stand Binnington. I want somebody just to pound his head in because he's just – and if I was a teammate, I'd be pissed off at him because he's putting himself over the team. He can say he's trying to fire the team up all he wants. It's just his ego, and he's trying to be a Ron Hextall, and he's not. He's not anywhere near as the player that Hextall was.
It was crazy because a lot of the videos that I had seen of it from different perspectives of it, I saw the one where Fleury was mic'd up, and I think everybody feels the same way from, you know, what the sites that I follow, that why wouldn't you let them fight? It's not historic, but it never happened. So why are you shying away from letting that happen? It's talking points. We're talking about it. I mean, it was all over social media this week. Imagine if they had fought, it would have been more to talk about. I mean, so it was kind of like a wet fart. It never happened. It was anticlimactic, as they say. So, that was my thought on that. It was the last minute thing I remembered that I wanted to talk about. But go ahead, Ed.
No, I mean, the thing about it is just that, I mean, especially like, why wouldn't you let him go? Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, let him go. Let him solve it, you know? Right. And I think that, you know, and then on top of that, I mean, Vegas is one of your best teams this year. I mean, we all know that, you know, the mothership, if you will put a fight on TV, especially if two goalies go, because Lord knows they won't put anything else on there when it comes to hockey. But
the Quebec Major Junior League just said that starting next season, they're banning fighting
hockey.
So it's I don't know if that's something that's coming down the pipe, but not good. Not good on my from my perspective from a lifetime fan of, you know, especially being a Flyer guy. I mean, how can you be a guy that's a fan of no fighting in the NHL? I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm even talking about it. So, but go ahead, Ed.
Oh, it's part of the game. I mean, and the thing about it is just that it's, I mean, we all know that. I mean, look, this is, you know, it's not like the fighting is not like what it was. You know, hey, I went to the, you know, insert whatever arena, you know, to the, you know, last night, and, you know, a hockey game broke out amongst the fights.
Yeah,
right. Fighting, as we all know, it keeps people honest in the game. It keeps the sticks down. It keeps the cheap shots down. It keeps the, you know, your best players from getting run, you know? I mean, like, let's be honest. I mean, nobody's going to see the 23rd and 24th player, you know, sit on the bench that, you know, on the fourth line that rolls over and gets 3 minutes of time. I mean, the people that are going to see, they're going to see Ovi. They're going to see, you know, Sid. Yeah, you know, they're going to see, like, you know, Connor McDavid. You know, that, and all of a sudden, you know, this other guy's going to try to take him out. If you take fighting out, I mean, I just find that it's silly because it really protects a lot of the star players that way. That's my opinion.
Tom?
Absolutely agree with everything you guys said. It's just, I think they're going to drive away some of the old school fans. That I don't know if they're trying to bring the new fans in and make it more PC, but I think they're going to drive away more of the old fans, and it's going to hurt them more than anything.
Well, the thing that I hate to, I think we've touched on a bunch of times over a couple podcasts, is about the expansion. And what's happening is, when they've opened up the NHL, yes, it's more of a world game than it ever has been, where they pull from different countries now more than ever.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how you can have, let's say, 32 teams and you're top two lines are NHL quality guys, and then your third line and fourth line are AHL quality guys, just to have more guys in the league, but you won't allow the enforcer role amongst those AHL quality guys. You mean to tell me that there's not an enforcer out there that's just as good at that level to play, and can't play in the NHL because he's strictly an enforcer? That's what I don't understand. You're pushing the character guys out of the league, which are, from a fan perspective, they're always the most approachable guys when you meet them. They're the most about the fans. They're the most about the kids. They're the least pretentious when you meet them, even when they're still playing. They're the most community-driven guys, and you're pushing those guys out of the league, but guys that don't deserve to be in the league talent-wise, just so you can add more teams? That's what I don't understand. You're forcing out what made the league for all these years, for guys that would never crack an NHL lineup if it was legit 28 teams, 26 teams. That's what I don't understand. And that's what, call it a PC thing, call it whatever, but that's my gripe with that, was pushing out the enforcers for crap.
Well, I'm going to let's circle back to this. I mean, think about, like, you know, the heyday of hockey that, you know, when we were really, really watching it, you know, as a group, right? I mean, am I correct, Andy? You're the statistician, so you'll correct me on this one if I'm wrong. But was it not Ty Domi that had he had some of the highest goals and assists when he played juniors? I am correct in saying that, correct?
You're correct, and if you did a deep dive with it, guys like Dave Schultz, there was only 12 teams in the league at the time. He was a goal scorer. He had 30 goals, and the only way he could crack into the NHL lineup was to fight. So just think of a 12-team league, how good you had to be just to make it on 12 teams.
Sure, for sure, yeah.
And then a lot of these guys took on roles that they had to, not because they wanted to stay in the league. And it's becoming like we're talking about, you know, the phone that was on the wall in your kitchen in your house, or before there was cable. Eventually it's going to be like that. You're going to talk about the NHL like it was this outlaw thing that they allowed fighting. Was that like the old West, two gunslingers? That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah. And just think about what Proby did too. I mean, Proby used to play 22, 23 minutes a game. You know, I mean, he'd go with anybody.
He went to an all-star game. He went to an all-star game legit.
And he could play.
I think he had legit 30 goals in a season, too. NHL season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – I mean, we got off the track with, you know, the playoff pitcher talking about, the fighting with Binnington and Marc-Andre Fleury. But, you know, if we could circle it back to, what we're talking about with the Bruins on a skid now and people seem to think it has a lot to do with DraftKings going live in mass and how there's a little bit of fiction. And
I know one of our, a certain somebody that doesn't appear on this is, I know he's prime conspiracy number one on that.
Yeah. We'll call him we'll have to get a code name for him, but we'll work on that. The Wiz.
I mean, Phantom.
The WCW Portuguese Phantom.
But, yeah, I don't. I just think it's the fact that they've Portuguese got injuries Phantom. and they're sitting guys.
Yeah, I don't mind the sitting. I mean, if it's not career thing that you're going to break, or you're going to break a team record or whatever, and you want to sit somebody, that's fine. But I don't know. Thoughts on, we talked about it, I believe, on the first episode where we talked about, sports betting and how it's become a thing. And does it kind of mean what we're talking about right now? Is there is the fix in? Is there so much money on the line right now that people say, they're taking the Bruins, they beat Buffalo by 7, and then the next night they can't beat, my son's hockey team. Who knows?
You never know. I mean, I hate to say, I don't want to say no. I'm not naive enough to say no. It can't happen because you're dealing with humans and human nature. I mean, somebody from Vegas or whatever it is throws you money. I mean, you're not gonna say no.
Ed, you've never said no to anything before, so what's your thoughts?
Oh man, I mean, I think that there could be some sort of element of truth in that. I also think that that could be, an element of just, almost happenstance and circumstance. It's so hard to say, man, because I mean, look back to the BC gambling scandal back in the early 80s, with the basketball team.
Right.
Then like what's his face with the, the referees and stuff like that. I mean, we've all been out there. I mean, even when we're playing in men's leagues and stuff like that. I mean, just
for a father-son game recently.
Yeah, just recently. I mean, but what I'm saying is that, I mean, like, that, like, there are certain particular referees that didn't particularly care for, me or you, mostly me. you do something and it was like, yeah. And so, I mean, do I think that, yeah, of course. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think now you're starting to mess with the integrity of the game, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, like, do I think it's possible to fix a hockey game? Well, of course. I mean, you can fix anything. I mean, I don't know. Until I saw the documented proof, it's hard for me to sit here and say, yeah, it's going on.
Right.
That's my tip. And I love conspiracies too, but.
Oh, of course. If you grew up in our generation, you'll love everything from the Kennedy thing to all the way now. So, but sure. We're getting short on time. We got about a few minutes left. So we want to finish off with one of our other segments with Tom's album pick of the week. What do you got, Tom?
My pick of the week is from 1992, and it is Rage Against the Machine, self-titled album.
Good
Rage
stuff.
Against the Machine.
Good stuff.
And, good stuff, man.
Ten songs on the album, Bomb Track, Killing in the Name, Take the Power Back, Bullet in the Head, and then the song that it's kind of gets no love, but it was in the Matrix movies, Wake Up.
Wake Up. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Good stuff.
Awesome song. And I don't know how many of you guys know the story of the album cover. I don't know if you've looked at the album cover, but
it's a Tibetan monk.
Yeah. Set himself on fire to protest the Vietnamese government.
Right. With the there was a tank too, right in the way. And
crazy.
They almost didn't release the album with that cover on it. They had to actually put up a big stink just to get that cover out there. So, thoughts on the album, Edge? Good one.
No, I mean, I thought it was a great album. I mean, I'm not the biggest Rage fan, but I mean, I know that I remember quite a few songs on there that you guys mentioned. So, good album, you know. I mean, definitely something to put in your headphones and, you know, go to the gym with and that type of thing.
Good stuff. So, fellas, I think we're winding down for time. So, we just want to let everybody know that just please help us grow the channel. Positive thoughts, like, subscribe. Watch everyone that you can. It'll help us out. We can get add some better lighting in there. We can afford to.
For only $2 a day, you can.
Yeah, for only.
You can help get better lighting.
Yes. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can help this gentleman right down here. And only you can prevent forest fires also. And the Indian with the tear, looking at the garbage. We're dating ourselves on that one. But I just want to give a shout out, like we always do every week, to our buddy Scotty at Rock Street Brewery up in Old Canada. Support him. If you see his stuff, grab some six packs when you can. And we always mention you, Scott. I know you're watching too. So
for, send us some shirts, bro.
We'll wear them on the podcast.
We'll wear them on it, man. Come on.
Send that a backdrop. I'll hang it in back of where he sits.
Yeah, actually, Scott, send me a 3x5 flag. And I'll put it behind there.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, it brings me back to the old days.
Yeah, we're ultra flea market, low budget. That's where we are. But
hey, stop talking about my couch that way.
Tom, that's a nice couch, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a really nice couch. But for the three of us, until we hit you up again, we'll see you for episode 6.
See ya.
Later, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.